You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Today, we are going to be reading a few scriptures because we are looking at a matter that is very critical in our walk with God, and you will soon understand why. So we'll be reading Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. We'll be reading Hebrews 10, 16 to 7, Isaiah 43, 25 to 26, and Jeremiah 33, 8, Hebrews 8, 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 10, 16 to 17. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their heart, and in their mind I will write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Isaiah 43, 25 to 26. I am he that plotted out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Jeremiah 33, verse 8. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. Sometimes, when you face certain challenges in your walk with God, you begin to think, and Satan does suggest to you also, that what you are going through now is because of one sin you did some time ago. So, you may be thinking that the reason you don't have a child is because you had abortion some time ago. Or maybe it's because you committed fornication. You may be a lady who slept with married men. Now you are married. Your husband is unfaithful. But you have repented, you are born again. You now begin to think that maybe your past has now come to catch up with you. See, this thing happens to us and is very real. As human beings, sometimes we find it very difficult to believe that God can genuinely forgive because you struggle as human beings to truly forgive people. So you see God with your own eye, with your own lens. Now, he said, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquity I will remember no more. Let me tell you, what you did was great wickedness. That's why God said, I will show you mercy. Sometimes you went and sinned deliberately. And then you came back with crocodile tears. You are begging God. Let me tell you, God said, see, I will show you mercy. God is not making you to pay for the sins that you have committed. He said, your iniquities, I will remember it no more. God does not keep record of any wrong that you have done. Any act of wickedness, you have obtained mercy. Mercy means that you deserve punishment. You deserve God to truly deal with you. See, what we have done, we deserve God to deal with us. All of us should have gone through what Jesus went through on the cross, individually. But God decided to show mercy. You must know God as such, that he is a merciful God that is not counting your sin against you. It is the lie of Satan that what you are going through is God now trying to bring back your sin. God does not lie. If he says, I will not remember it, he does not remember it. He does not remember it. Some of you, you slept with your sister's husband. You can imagine how terrible that is. But you know, something tells you that even now that you have repented, you must pay somehow for it. That is humanistic. That is not divine. Now, look at the next scripture, Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 6 to 17. He said, this is the covenant I will make with them after those days, hear the Lord. I will put my law in their heart, and in their minds I will write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. The scripture says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every matter be established. This is another scripture telling you that he is saying, see, he won't remember your iniquity. You may have been a thief. You may have been an armed robber. God is saying, see, I no longer remember it. If they ask God, God, this woman, she was once a prostitute. God will be asking, when? I am from ages to ages. I created time. So how come I don't know that this woman was once a prostitute? I've never seen anything like that on her record. Oh, this man is an armed robber. I said, I don't have that on my record. Let me tell you, that is the reality. Stop torturing yourself with guilt. Some of you have done things in the past that were very terrible. You are still finding it difficult to believe God has truly forgiven you. Look at Isaiah 43, verse 25. He says, I, am he that blotted out thy transgression for my own sake. You know, the day I read this, it was so relieving. He said, the reason I'm blotting out your sin is not because of you. It's not because you cried. It's not. See, God didn't forgive your sin because of you. He forgave it because of himself. Not because of you. You are not enough reason. So God chose to forgive because of him. He blotted it out completely. And what did he say again? He said, and will not remember thy sins. Consistency. God says he does not remember. He does not remember. You are a married man. You went somewhere. You slept with another woman. You have not had peace. You have been shaking everywhere. God is telling you today, says, I will not remember. From that moment you cried for repentance, I have blotted it out. The blood of Jesus has canceled everything that was written against us. Now look at Jeremiah again, Jeremiah 33 and verse 8. He said, And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon. Look at it. I will pardon all their iniquities. God didn't keep some. He didn't say, well, murder, that one is a serious one. He says, I will pardon it. Adultery, I will pardon it. Stealing, I'm going to pardon it. He said, whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me, I will pardon it. Brethren, God is truly forgiving, no matter how painful. You know, some of you have done something that you feel ashamed of. It's okay. The scripture says those things that you are now ashamed of is because you have repented. That's why you feel ashamed. But don't feel guilty. Don't ever feel that, oh, maybe this is why I'm going through this. Let me tell you, that is not God. God will not, because of something you have done in the past, bring it now to punish you, to deal with you. God doesn't do that. It is your mind, and it is the lie that Satan is suggesting to your heart that you are believing. It is not God. So don't think that maybe the reason why my child is misbehaving is because I was once rebellious. That's not true. He had forgiven you. God will not transfer your rebellion. He won't keep it and then bring it on your children and say, hey, you were once rebellious. I will show you. Oh yeah, let me bring it upon your children. God doesn't work like that. He said, I will remember it no more. He's a faithful God. We can trust him. Come on, give him all the praise. He's too forgiving. He's too loving. The reason why we can come boldly to the throne of grace is because of the blood of Jesus. It's because we no longer feel the guilt of sin upon our conscience. Not because we have not sinned. At least I know I was once a chief sinner. But God blotted all my sins away and washed me in the blood of his son Jesus. And he's not at any point trying to punish me because of some sin that he didn't forgive. No, that's not the God that we serve. He does not remember your sin. No matter how terrible it is, you have obtained pardon. You have obtained mercy. You have obtained cleansing. Go very boldly. You are righteous. You are a saint. You are free. You are washed clean. God is not punishing you. You will face challenges in life. We will all face challenges in life. But challenges is not God punishing you. Sometimes God takes us through processes to break us, to mold us until Jesus is formed in us. It is not that God is keeping some of your sin and making you to suffer for it now. No, Jesus paid for every sin. And only Jesus can pay the price for sin. Thank you for listening. Please give glory and honor to God. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.